This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's On The Go Breakfast and Capricorn FM Limpopo Saturday Frequency.
And today we are so honored to speak to the first man to win a Salt Lake European Union Poetry Award in a language other than English and Afrikaans. His first book, Chuchumakala, which reflects on the life and political times of Comrade Tlokwe Masirimula, won him a prestigious South African Literary Award as first-time published author. And of course, many of his works have already been featured in more than 30 literary journals in the country and in the continent. We are talking about author and performance poet Moses Seletisha. Realocha, good morning. Welcome to the show. COVID-19 pandemic. Are you well?
I am not really well because you invited me to talk about Johanna Jo, and unfortunately, we just a couple of weeks we buried the publisher behind the same book, so that's bad. It's bad, but we're moving on.
Yeah, no, we do move on. Condolences. So, I mean, congratulations though are in order for the book. You know, just tell us a bit about Johanna Jo. What is it about?
Johanna Jo. It could be simply translated as taking this to the grave. So it's actually it's a small play, more like a contemporary daily short drama. Mm-hmm. So it's an adaptation from a film called Cast the First Stone from one of the South African writers that we have. So in this concept, we are looking at, we are reflecting on the issues of socio-economic impact, crime, poverty, and Christianity, because it's a youth content whereby we're using one of the characters to portray the life in the university. This young man was actually on his last year, about to finish the degree, but due to the fact that the sponsorship was a problem. He had to lose his bursary and had to go back home and hustle for living. And, you know, the mother as well was actually a domestic worker who retired due to heart disease and all that.
Yeah. You know, I think that's really interesting, especially because it's an indigenous language book, Kasipedi. So just, you know, quickly as we wrap up, how is the indigenous language book market? You know, what would you like to say to South Africa about this particular industry?
I think we are going somewhere. It shows to me that our people have started appreciating books written in African languages, because remember you mentioned something like a Sala Award winner and stuff like that. Yeah. It was through the fact that I was the first to write a biography in Sepedi, and it was honored in that regard. So I think our people are reading, or maybe it's due to the fact that they are indoors, they don't have anything to do, and then they give attention to what we are doing. But, you know, sometimes when you go to literary gatherings, you get to talk to people, even those who are not artists themselves. Through the conversation, you can tell that people are ready.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. Then how do we get in touch with you in order to get the book? Just quickly, a number or a website, or how to get in touch with you on social media?
079-693-0053. On Facebook, it's Moses Seletisha.
Thank you so much for coming through and talking to us. We wish you all the best with the book, Johanna Jo, author and performance poet Moses Seletisha.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.